This is the Daily Game Addiction for March 24th, 2006. Episode 4.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome to the Daily Game Addiction. My name is Luke. And we are here at the Game Developers Conference in San Jose, California. Let's go ahead and let's get into some game news. But first, I want to go ahead and apologize. I will not have the talk for Will White this day. I will have that tomorrow because of so much news that was going on today, especially with Nintendo. So let's go ahead and let's get into our game news. Game Developers Choice Awards announced at GDC. Last night, the International Game Developers Association, or IGDA, and the GDC gave out awards for the 6th annual Game Developers Choice Awards. Shadows of Colossus won the Best Game of the Year, and also 5 other awards. Other big winners were Psychonauts, Guitar Hero, and Nintendogs. Our next news story, Independent Game Festival winners announced. The 8th annual IGF Awards were also given out yesterday, with the strategy game Darwinia winning grand prize at the show. Darwinia is a game with Tron-like graphics and a great backstory. The show also gave out awards for the first time to game modifications, such as games using the Half-Life 2 engine. Darwinia, winner of the grand prize, won over $20,000 from the event. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our speaker notes. Our first session was Casual Games Summit 2006, an essential panel. It came with PopCap Director of Business Development, James Gertzman, Adam Entertainment Chief Marketing Officer Dave Williams, Joju Game President Joel Brody, Oberon Media Director of Publishing David Nixon, and PlayFirst President and CEO John Welch. The panel started by discussing how to make casual games more profitable. One idea from the panel was to make your games so that it is easily modified for different market groups. After the discussion, they went into the meat of the subject with cloned games, which are games cloned off of successful games. Ideas about making games hard to replicate and out-of-date property rights became the topics of discussion. Finally, the panel ended with someone in the audience asking about soccer mom gaming. The question was never really answered. Okay, our next session was The Birth and Growth of Independent Game Studios. This session was with Michael Sellers from Online Alchemy, Kathrick Bala of Vicarious Visions, and Gula Bala also of Vicarious Visions. Michael Sellers started the discussion of creating an independent studio by telling the developers that they must make detailed plans on games before they think of starting a studio. He continued by talking about the business side of the studio with credit card loans and other essentials for a new business. Michael continued by telling the group that they must keep their investors happy and what people need to do in the first 18 to 24 months of the new company. After Sellers, Guha and Kathrick Bala discuss the day-to-day progress of an independent game studio. They also talk to the audience that they must have a strong relationship with banks and having money reserved for any unforeseen problems with other clients. The talks ended with having very detailed Excel charts so that you can display relevant decisions and to keep organized. Our next session was What's Next panel. This was with EALA VP of Creative Development, Louis Castle, Nana Osha, President Maisaya Matsura, Midway Art Director, Cyrus Lum, of Senri Games founder, Mark Senri, and the inimitable Dave Perry, former and presumably eventually again of Shiny Entertainment. This session was all about what developers should look next to in the industry. One panelist spoke on how Nintendogs has opened the missing market that has eluded game makers. Another panelist talked on how controllers are becoming too difficult for some people, and remarked the ease of Guitar Hero's controller. Another panelist agreed, citing gamers that feel that all the buttons must be doing something when it's not always the case. The group continued by speaking on how art has become the biggest expense in gaming and the most important. An interesting discussion ended the session with how Korean game makers are giving away free games and finding ways to make money after the game becomes a hit. Hopefully, this idea will come to America. Our next big session was the GDC keynote, Ronald D. Moore, creator and producer of Battlestar Galactica. Ronald Moore spoke on the big hit Battlestar Galactica. His talk was on how he went about creating the new show. Though not game-related, I have a link for those who are Galactica fans and would want to read the whole speech. Our final and biggest keynote of the day was Sato Iwata, president of Nintendo. Though the real name of the revolution was not announced today, even though many believe that it will be called the Nintendo Go, Sato Iwata did not disappoint. First item was that he discussed how two companies can succeed if they have straightforward goals, giving an example of Coke and Pepsi. He transitioned that idea to the DS, saying how it has disrupted the gaming market. He continued by talking about the success of the brain games in Japan. He also showed off Metroid Prime Hunters and Tetris DS, which was released this week. He followed up by announcing a new cel-shaded Zelda game will be coming out on the DS. A video of the presentation can be found at Kotaku.com website. He continued the speech, talking about the revolution and how the history of the controller. He then gave a big shock to the audience by announcing that the Master Drive games, also known as the Sega Genesis games in America, will be in the Revolution marketplace, along with some Hudson Soft games. Iwata ended by saying that the marketplace should help developers take more risks so more innovative games can be made. Okay, that's going to be it for today. Tomorrow's the last day of GDC, so I'll go ahead and give you guys one more Daily Game Addiction. But remember, we always have our shows, weekly shows, at Game Addict Hotline. You can visit our website there at www.gameaddicthotline.com. You can also email me if you have any questions, comments, or you just want to say how bad of a podcaster I am at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, though I don't think that's going to happen. But you guys can also subscribe to our podcast at Yahoo Podcasts, Podcast Alley, or you can become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. We also are going to have some show notes for you guys to listen to, but I'm going to try to keep this brief, and tomorrow I will go ahead and finish up the GDC. So I'll talk to you guys later.